Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You know, with the failure of the gridlocked super committee, with the Republicans teetering between a weather vane Romney and a baggage laden Gingrich, with the Occupy movement helping sap the left's enthusiasm for Obama, is there any alternative for president that people can feel good about for next year? Here's one organization that's trying to create one. It's called Americans Elect, run by an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran with backing from his Wall Street-based philanthropist father and by a former advisor to Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick. Americans Elect is seeking to create an online primary for June of this year that any American of any party can vote in, and then ballot access in all 50 states for whomever those voters nominate. They also have a requirement that the eventual nominee select a running mate from a different political party. They've come under criticism, though, for hiding their donor base. Let's talk to Americans Elect CEO Khalil Byrd. He's that former advisor to Deval Patrick. His bio says he has since advised Democratic and Republican candidates around the country. Mr. Byrd, welcome to WNYC.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Are you trying to start a third party, in effect?
The country doesn't need another party. What the country needs are the ability for candidates and individuals to stand up and run authentically from the point at which they enter the race to the point at which they are inaugurated. Look, what Americans Elect is trying to do is pretty simple. We're an organization that's getting on the ballot in all 50 states, and we are running the first ever nonpartisan online convention for president. You mentioned it in your intro, which was very gracious, that one of the requirements is that two people of the same party can't run together. Now, we're at a point now in the calendar where everything is supposed to shut down. We are supposed to be choosing between the three candidates and wait with bated breath for Iowa and New Hampshire to make their decisions about who should be the president without a vote being cast. But the American people, as they begin to focus in on the issues, and they do look at predictable failures like the super committee, where actually failure, according to a lot of the reports you read, is a better option than them actually governing. People in the United States, people we talk to and who have come to AmericansElect.org, think that there's a possibility for a better way and a better candidate to emerge at just this moment.
A lot of Republicans are happy that the Republicans on the super committee didn't accept the Democrats' terms. A lot of Democrats are happy that the Democrats on the committee didn't accept the Republicans' terms. So are your organization's politics centrist in nature, to the left of where Obama was on the super committee, but to the right of where Jeb Hensarling was? To the left of the Republicans, to the right of Obama?
Well, I think that in the way you described it, it means the exact reason why we don't have an ideology. We don't have a candidate who we've selected. What Americans Elect is about, and the reason why more than 2 million people have come to our website, the reason why more than 2 million people around the country have signed petitions to put Americans Elect on every state ballot in the country, is because we believe that there is an opportunity right now for an alternative for someone and many people over the next several months to stand up and run authentically as candidates in this particular cycle. What you're finding right now, and there's no better indicator than the Gallup poll that says 81% of the American people are dissatisfied with the governance coming out of Washington, is that people are keyed into the fact that at a time when they get to choose and have a variety of choices in every part of their lives, that right now what they'd like to have in politics is something that sits above the parties, and we are an organization of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents who are coming together at this particular time to solve the problem by offering up the first ever online nominating convention for president. If you have somebody, a top-tier person, a person with the qualities that we associate with being presidential, running for office at this particular time, the American people have a reason to stand up. What they haven't seen in the desires of the president to move back to capture independence or in the Republican Party Party, which is being captured more and more by the right wing of the party, is people actually talking about the issues that matter to the American people. There's no more telling situation than the last couple of weeks, where with the super committee's failures and the personal failures of people on the trail, that the American people are getting lost in the middle.
Khalil Byrd, CEO of the group Americans Elect, which is trying to launch a viable third-party presidential campaign through an online nominating process. Questions for him? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or online at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. How will it work? How can our listeners who may be interested in this process register, if that's the right word, so they can take place in this online nominating convention in June?
Brian, there are three things that Americans Elect is doing to make this process more responsive to the American people. First, the delegates at AmericansElect.org get to shape the rules of engagement. Unlike the two-party system, the people actually get an opportunity to shape how this process looks. Second, the American people get an opportunity to shape the issues that candidates will deal with. And third, delegates at AmericansElect.org have the opportunity to either draft or support candidates who are coming online. Well, when does that process play out? We opened the website for public consumption in early July. And we found over these last several months that millions of people were both excited by the idea and began signing up as delegates. Any American voter can be a delegate, and you don't have to leave your party to be part of Americans Elect. You can participate in the Republican primary and in the Democratic primary.
I don't understand. How will you screen people for, if you will at all, for whether they're actually registered voters, whether they're actually legal residents of the United States, anything?
Well, how you voted is absolutely private and should be sacrosanct. But whether you voted and whether you're a registered voter is actually public information. So we can check your voter file, Brian, against where you vote in New York.
So you'll be doing that for everybody who registers trying to participate in your online nominating convention. You'll check their voter registration status?
Check both their voter registration and make sure that that they are who they say they are. So it's one person, one vote in Americans Elect. The second piece, which is very important, is that candidates begin to come online about mid-December. So you'll see that the national virtual primary at Americans Elect will begin in December and go all the way to April. In April, that begins our convention process. So you take a wide number of candidates, and it gets narrowed down to the final six for our June convention. One of the innovations of this organization is that each person who is selected has to run as a ticket. So in the final six, your first act of courage is to reach across the political aisle and choose someone of a different party to run with you. So a Democrat has to run with a Republican with a Democrat. Independents can run together. The reality is that starting in July of this year, having gone through a process where the American people have shaped the issues and where the process has been driven by all those delegates at AmericansElect.org, candidates have the opportunity to not bow toward the special interests on the right or the left, but actually talk about the issues that matter to the American people. Having won that way, they get to stand equally against the Democratic and Republican nominees in the general election.
So interested candidates will be filing next month. I read that former Louisiana governor, Democrat turned Republican Buddy Romer, is interested in this nomination and would want Joe Lieberman, independent senator, as his running mate. Have you spoken to Romer about this, and who else may be putting their names in the ring?
Buddy Romer and many, many other potential candidates have access to information at AmericansElect.org. It's called our Candidate and Draft Movement Briefing Book. We actually spend a lot of time talking to advisors and to potential candidates about what this process looks like, how it is different from the primary process that they would be used to running for in the Democratic and Republican
primaries. What are some of the best-known names who you can say right now that you expect to file for this presidential nomination?
Well, this is one of the most – running for president is and should be one of the most serious decisions that anyone makes. So we, of course, hold those meetings unless the potential candidate himself decides confidential. But what we talk about them is available at AmericansElect.org. The kinds of people that we've been talking to are current and former governors and senators, people who have run – large cities, people who run large businesses, large foundations and universities, those who have had major military commands, who are either current or retired, people who have the kind of leadership qualities mm-hmm. and backgrounds right. that the American people respect so, as they are choosing a president.
So next month we'll know who some of these people are. I'm going to let Matt, calling from Newport, Pennsylvania, raise what is probably the biggest controversy about Americans elect. Matt, you're on WNYC. Go ahead.
Thanks very much for taking my call, Brian. I visited Mr. Byrd's site a couple days ago and was very impressed with everything it showed. Mr. Byrd says that there is no ideology coming from Americans elect. I am an inquisitive person, a curious person, and the easiest way for me to determine whether or not that's true from my own standpoint is to figure out who supports Americans elect. I understand there's a small number of donors who have given a total of $20 million. And for me, it's difficult to believe what you're saying if you're not going to tell me who's given those $20 million. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, Americans elect actually has more than 4,000 donors, people who have given very small amounts of money and large amounts of money. Every dollar that's given to Americans elect above $10,000 is structured as a loan with the expectation that by the time you finish the mission that no one will have given to this process for more than $10,000. It's expensive to get Americans elect off the ground. It's roughly a $35 million bill, $15 million of that going to ballot access, $10 million of that going to technology and outreach, and the rest going to operating costs. We actually don't support any candidate or candidate committee, and every candidate who comes through Americans Elect who sets up a presidential campaign committee has to disclose their donors in the same way that that Democrats and Republicans have to.
So the candidates have to disclose their donors. But to follow up on this, as you well know, the prominent campaign watchdog group, Democracy 21, is accusing Americans Elect of hiding your own donor base. Fred Wertheimer used to run Common Cause, then founded Democracy 21, says you're posing as if you were a social welfare agency under the law, which allows you to hide donors' names in a way that political organizations cannot. And from what I've read, you don't deny that.
We absolutely are transparent in how we operate. If you go to our website, you can find our tax forms to understand how we have spent our money. You can see our board of directors and board of advisors, people who are supporting this organization. We also have a function on the website where any individual can emerge at their own pace. But let's be honest.
Can emerge at their own
pace. We are in a tough political environment, and in that tough political environment, the idea of retribution is real, whether you've given $100 or much more than that. People need to be able to emerge to support a process like this, which is disruptive, at their own pace, and we acknowledge that need and respect it.
You know that even in the Citizens United ruling, the Supreme Court only left open the possibility that secrecy may be warranted where there's hard proof of illegal harassment of supporters of controversial causes. Otherwise, disclosure is required.
Well, you are absolutely up on it, and I think that a lot of the people who have supported this organization agree with you on that. Look, this is a tough political environment. The Americans Elect allows people to emerge at their own pace, especially when we are doing something as challenging to the status quo as we are. But the bottom line is, and I think that what would give Matt hope, and I think that what they should acknowledge is that more than 4,000 people have given to this organization, small donors and large donors, people who have are supporting one thing, and that is a change in the status quo and more choice on the ballot. Again, Americans Elect is a social welfare nonprofit which doesn't have an ideology, doesn't support any candidate or candidate committee, doesn't take any money from special interests, and we reveal and release all of our information, like our tax returns, on our website. So at AmericansElect.org, what you'll find is a repository of information that'll give you a clear picture of what this organization is about.
Ali,
but we allow those people who are supporting this organization financially to emerge at their own pace.
One more caller. Ali in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hi, Ali.
I have one comment, Brian. I appreciate for taking my phone call again. I believe this gentleman is just trying to disturb Obama. If he's so concerned about the election, why not we start from the Congress, the State Assembly, Senate Assembly, the most corrupted organization of politics in this country?
Ali, I'm going to leave it there because we're almost out of time. But to hone in on his point, I got an email from another listener last night concerned about Americans Elect and Obama. She's a Democrat. afraid that your group is a stalking horse for the Republicans. She says Obama is already running as a candidate of moderate compromise against the ideologically rigid Republicans. If you run another moderate candidate, she says, you divide the moderate vote with Obama and help the Republican nominee to victory. The argument being that if you look at the super committee process, the Democrats are already offering 75% of deficit reduction in spending cuts, only 25% in reversing the Bush tax cuts. The Republicans are saying 100% versus zero. So there's no far left Democratic position that's the equivalent of the GOP's hard right. Deval Patrick, your old boss, would certainly say that. So what do you say to people who are suspicious that your group functionally acts as a stalking horse for the Republican Party?
Well, one of the things they don't know is that the president could actually run in the Americans elect line and the Democratic line at the same time. All he would have to do is select a vice presidential candidate from a different party. From the Republican Party and basically go back and sell that to the Democratic Party. Look, he did it in terms of uniting his administration with the Republican Secretary of Defense and a Democratic Secretary of State. It was one of the best teamings we've seen in a long time. It's also an interesting, the idea of having a coalition ticket is an interesting thing that has played out in the two previous presidential campaigns.
We're out of time. Khalil Byrd, CEO of Americans Elect. You want to give your website for people who are interested in finding more?
Very simple, AmericansElect.org. We spent a lot of time building the technology here in New York, and we appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners, Brian.
Thank you for joining us.